We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 10th of September, 2011. And we're going to bring up right now Rosalind Peterson, as we introduced her at the end of the last hour. She's been studying this U.S. Navy training exercise, the five-year warfare training range environmental is very detrimental to the environment. Rosalind, without further delay, I want to go ahead and get into this. How did you come across this five-year military testing exercise?
In February of 2009, I accidentally had sent an email to a friend of mine, and they sent it on another subject, and they sent an email back stating that they were going to start U.S. Navy warfare testing along Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, and that there was probably nothing we could do about it at the time. And so I emailed back immediately and then called and said, look, can you find out where I can get this information? Is there an environmental impact statement? What do we know about it? Have there been public hearings, et cetera, et cetera? And so he was able to get me in contact with a person who sent me the U.S. Navy Environmental Impact Statement website for what they call the Northwest Training Range Complex, which involves a five-year warfare testing program in the Pacific Ocean on-land areas in Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, which has no ocean-based, course, attachment. And so I found myself looking at a I found myself the next day looking at a draft environmental impact statement of more than 1,000 pages, a very tiny print that was only available online at that time, and that I was faced with 24 hours in which to make a final public appeal and to comment on this document before the public comment period closed.
Wow.
At that point, I stayed up all night, read as much of the document as I could read, making notes, and wrote a public comment.
Okay. Hold it right
there.
Got
it in.
And we'll take a few minute break here, and we'll come back and continue in the longer segment straight ahead. Stay with us, folks. We're visiting with Rosalind Peterson of the Agricultural Defense Coalition. Her websites are linked up with ours. We'll give them out for those later on in the program. So stay with us. We'll continue here in just a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, visiting with Rosalind Peterson. She's from the Agriculture Defense Coalition, and her website, once again, linked up with ours at governamerica.com. They're www.agriculturedefensecoalition.org, all one word, agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and also californiaskywatch.com. So go there, check out all the information she has. She has just reams and reams and reams of information in multiple sections. We're talking about this five-year military testing exercise going on right now along the coast, Rosalind, you were before the break talking about how you learned of this in 2009, just before the deadline, you were able to read the environmental impact statement and formulate a public comment. Did you want to pick it up from there?
After that point, I notified everyone I knew, not only across the United States, but in the state of California, called everyone I knew in Oregon, Washington, called a radio station I knew of in Idaho, and began to talk about this. Also contacted my U.S. congressmen and my senators, and the environmental groups in local environmental groups in our area to notify them of the program and ask them to make a public comment, call their elected officials, etc.
Mm-hmm.
This began a process in which we joined here, for us in Northern California, joined a group of people in Washington and Oregon who had already been engaged and knew more about this than we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able, thanks to the Oregon senators, to get a 30-day delay, and then thanks to our congressman, get another 30-day delay so that more public comment and hearings could be held. What we discovered, and I discovered during the course of my investigation into this topic, was that there were actually 16 individual five-year warfare testing programs.
Okay.
Going on in the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf of Mexico over both land and in ocean areas. The problem with this five-year warfare testing program is that the U.S. Navy felt that they had the right to use bomb blasts, sonar, experimental weapon systems testing in every coastal region and island area of the United States and some other islands in which we have interest, like the Marianas Islands in the Pacific. And we discovered that these testing were redundant, that the U.S. Navy had an individual website for every one of these, what they call range complexes. On my website, on the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org website, you will find a section called U.S. Navy, and we obtained a map from U.S. Congressman Thompson's office that the Navy had, was official Navy map, of course, of all of the range complexes that were listed in 2009 and also the island areas in which these range complexes intended to do testing. We were able to delay the Navy from implementing their naval warfare testing range until January of this year, in which the Navy decided that they could test using sonar, bomb blasts, toxic chemicals, new weapon systems, testing underwater ranges, submarine warfare, the whole range of bomb blasts, every size, 1,000-pound bombs, and these are real live tests. These are not, in other words, where they simulate for warfare training practice. This is actual use of these bombs.
Right.
And missiles and other exercises. And we discovered that every one of these ranges was for 5 years. Southern California had already started the five-year warfare testing program along the coastal region. The five-year warfare testing program in 2009 had already begun in the Hawaiian Islands. As of right now, there's a proposed one in Alaska. And the Gulf of Mexico five-year warfare testing for the Navy has been approved. And that along the Atlantic seaboard, many of those ranges that you'll see noted in little boxes on this U.S. Navy map, because it shows you the state, it shows the whole United States and the
right.
island areas.
Yeah, once again, listeners, you can go to her AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org website. And if you go there, just scroll down a little ways up near the top. There's one map, and then there's a second map beneath that. And that shows all the little boxes on along the coastal areas with all these what do they call it, exclusion zones?
Well, they're called range complexes.
Range complexes, okay.
U.S. Navy range complexes.
Okay.
And it gives the name of the complex. GOMEX, G-O-M-E-X, for example, is the range in the Gulf of Mexico, which was just approved in January of this year.
So basically what we see here then is that they're actually just holding war games, doing experimental weapons, right?
That's correct.
What kind of weapons are we talking about here? Do we know?
Yes, we do, actually. We're talking about new types of laser weapons. We're talking about laser-type weapons. And here I can give you an idea of some of the weapons. They're going to be firing off every year so many Sparrow missiles, Sidewinder missiles, AMRAAM missiles, NATO Sea Sparrow missiles. They're going to be using the MK-82 live bomb. It's a 500-pound bomb. They're going to be using In other words, artillery rounds, missiles like the HARM missile, the Hellfire missile, the Maverick missile, the Harpoon missile. Some of these are in the hundreds each year. Some are 5,000 of them will be shot off just in one range. The Slammer missiles, there's the MK-48 AD cap torpedo, and the list goes on. And I'm just reading from what they're using just in our range. Mm-hmm. The chemicals will be heavy metals, explosive devices. They're going to have over 150 toxic chemicals will be used within just our range. And then this is similar for all the other ranges along the coastal areas of the United States.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, right alongside the map of all the ranges, and it has the toxic chemicals, you know, and it says the Navy warfare toxic chemical list includes but is not limited to aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates, chaff. You know, how is that going to be going into the lungs? Cadmium.
It's going to be going into the lungs, and they're using that now, and they're even using that across the entire United States for military testing and other programs that they use.
You know, that's,
then you've got cadmium, chromium, copper, iron, lead, manganese, mercury, zinc, benzene, toluene, which is one of the most toxic chemicals known to mankind, naphthalene, which is in jet fuel. And then you've got potassium perchlorate, titanium compounds, rocket fuels, jet fuels, and then all of the, whenever you blow up a missile or blow up one of these things, you have all the toxic chemicals from the explosion itself.
So all of this toxicity is going to be along our coast and even inland, as a lot of these, as you point out, a lot of these exercises, and the map certainly demonstrates that a lot of these are actually taking place inland. And what are they testing for? They just want to test these weapons out and practice?
No, a lot of these weapons are older weapon systems, like the Hellfire missile, which has been around for a long time. They already know the capability of the missiles. And instead of not using live fire with actual rounds that would damage the environment, they are intending to use and using live fire rounds. And so every time they blow up a Hellfire missile, that's about 52,000 each. And there's thousands of these that have been fired off in Southern California and probably by now in Northern California, in the Gulf of Mexico, and in the Atlantic. So the cost for the programs are tremendous. And once approved, the Navy has to merely ask for an extension, and it's rubber stamped by NOAA. And then they get their extension for as long as they want to continue these five-year warfare testing programs.
So really the whole term five-year warfare testing is really a kind of a moot point altogether, because it's not limited to 5 years. In fact, it could go on perpetually, right?
That's correct. And I want to read something so that your audience gets an idea of exactly what's going on here.
Okay.
First of all, our Congressman Thompson from Northern California could not get the Navy to protect the fishing fleets. No fish are protected by the Navy, for example, migrating salmon. He could not get the Navy to suspend their testing and sonar use during the gray whale migration up and down the California coast. He could not stop them from practicing in any national marine sanctuaries, marine reserves, or biologically sensitive habitats. And this is the case. The Navy says that they should be excluded and that from any restrictions, and that they should be able to practice anywhere at any time with any type of weapon systems.
All right. I'll tell you what. We're up to break time again. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we have a caller. Folks, you're welcome to call in also. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Government America, where we're visiting with Rosalind Peterson. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Berkey Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, and the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And this is the point about this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the environmentalists in charge, those that are involved in positions of power and influence and policy making, are always wagging their fingers at us as being the scourge of the earth, that we need to alter our behavior patterns to comply and make nature sustainable, you know, to live in harmony with nature. And yet the very same people that are instituting these policies to restrict your freedom in the name of environmentalism are allowing all of this stuff to happen along the coast and releasing all these toxicities, and then we have this situation in the Gulf, which is continuing with the Corexit 9500, and I think 9527 is the other formulation, which I'm told is still going on. It's still being sprayed down there. You know, it's insane. It's just more of this schizophrenic type of behavior that's going on. You know, Rosalind, at the beginning of the year, this year, I seem to recall that there were a number of incidents in which birds were falling out of the sky. We had massive, massive numbers of birds all over the country, and it was really even a worldwide affair, but especially along this, you know, throughout the country, it was in the news, all these mysterious bird kills, and it wasn't just bird. There were tons and tons of fish that were dead fish that would wash up on shores. There were just numerous wildlife kills going on all over the place. And I'm wondering now, in light of these exercises, if this might not have something to do with it. You have any thoughts on that?
See, because of the laser type testing, electromagnetic weapons systems testing that is ongoing, that is admitted by all branches of the armed services, not just the Navy. What concerns me is that the U.S. Navy in 2009 put an aluminum oxide dust cloud that they deliberately released over the entire eastern seaboard of the United States, all the way from Florida to Maine. People could see the rocket that was releasing this aluminum oxide dust cloud. And this dust cloud, particulates of aluminum oxide, will come back down to Earth, will contaminate water or soils, everything. So what's happening here, we're using the atmosphere and we're using our oceans as a giant physics laboratory for experimentation without taking any precautions to protect the environment. But here's something I want to read to you. It's brief. Okay. After I read the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration definition of the word take, and the NOAA definition reads as this, defined as to harass, harm, pursue, hunt, shoot, wound, kill, trap, capture, or collect, or engage, or attempt to engage in any such conduct. Now, the reason that the word take is important is for the following reason, and I'm going to read a letter written by 7 U.S. senators, including Congressman Henry Waxman and U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson. And this letter is posted, this portion of it, but the whole letter is posted on my website, so anyone can read it. And this letter was signed by Senator Dianne Feinstein, Senator Barbara Boxer, the Oregon and Washington senators, as well as senators from Rhode Island and other states. And this is what it says in part. It was written on June 17, 2009. Quote, in many regions, the Navy plans to increase the number of its exercises or expand the areas in which they may occur, and virtually every coastal state will be affected. Some exercises may occur in the nation's most biologically sensitive marine habitats, including national marine sanctuaries and breeding habitats. In all, the Navy anticipates more than 2.3 million takes, significant disruptions in marine mammal foraging, breeding, and other essential behaviors per year, or 11.7 million takes over the course of a five-year permit. And there's more paragraphs about this. But what is significant is that the Navy is not required to avoid any of these areas to protect the fishing industry, the tourism industry, human health, the fish. They have put forward the notion that they can test anywhere at any time for any reason, even if their tests are redundant, and the 16 warfare testing programs that individual ones that now are proposed or ongoing or have just been implemented are all have the same weapon systems, the same provisions, and feel that they have no restrictions from any government regulations with regard to marine mammals, whales, whatever. The environmental organizations that you referred to before, with the exception of just one, the Natural Resource Defense Council, NRDC, who did not make a they filed a lawsuit, but they did not campaign on this issue publicly. None of the other environmental organizations, even though they knew about these five-year warfare testing programs, for example, Greenpeace and all the big ones.
Okay, can you hold it right there? We got to take the bottom of the hour break. Time's going by very quickly. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The calls are piling up. I want to get to the phone lines as quickly as we can, but I wanted to give you a chance real quickly, Rosalyn, to you were making a point about environmental organizations just before the break, and I had to rudely cut you off.
Oh, no, that's okay. The environmental organizations made a collective decision not to hold press conferences, national press conferences, to, in other words, oppose these and let people know what was going to be happening with the devastation to our marine life in all of these ocean areas. And therefore, by keeping it so quiet, the public never knew. So therefore, there was no national news about these issues, and most people never knew, still don't know, that these programs are now ongoing or that they can protest some in their own areas. And so I hold them all accountable because all of these organizations say that they want to protect the marine environment, the oceans, our whales and everything, and yet they're going to not publicly announce the Navy programs to decimate 11.7 million marine mammals, which doesn't include fish, over the next 5 years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you look at this Navy map, and it's just huge that all of this could be going on without anybody knowing about it, except maybe some people who live on the coast that can maybe experience some of these activities taking place, unless you live in an area where it's happening, and you still might not know. It's a part of a much larger system. It's just amazing that all this can be going on right under everybody's nose and not know about it, people not know about it.
Well, that's because none of the major newspapers would cover. Mm-hmm. Only USA Today and only one television station that I know of covered this issue, and that was KTVU Channel 2 in Oakland, San Francisco. The other major stations, the national news, would not cover this issue, even though we made sure that they had copies of all of these, of this information in 2009 and 2010 and earlier this year.
So we have complicity with the environmental groups, so-called environmental groups, and complicity also with the news media, both local and national. I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines since we have calls piling up. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Jerry in Indiana, you're on with Rosalind Peterson.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, the reason I called is it's you kind of left my topic when you started off with the program, but it's still germane, I believe. And being in this environmental movement and in the Patriot movement for a number of years, it seems anyway, this is a generalization, that most of the people that are activists really don't have deep pockets.
Right.
We're just average people here. And we talk about Geiger counters, as you did earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even have the foggiest idea where you buy a Geiger counter, and something tells me that you're talking about several hundred bucks.
They're not cheap if you want to get a good one, and that's why I didn't say that everyone had to run out and buy one, but you can get them online.
If doesn't run out and buy one, where do you get the information of radiation levels in your community?
Well, do you have internet access?
Well, I did until just recently, but
There are websites that actually, in fact, I came across one, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to put the database link up on the website at governamerica.com because they actually do water testing in various places of the country, and they put all that data. It's public data, but they very few people actually know about it. But anyway, they put all that stuff up on the internet. And there's a lot of testing that goes on there. But as far as where to get Geiger counters, you can get them on Amazon.com. You can get them off, I'm sure, eBay, or, you know, there's different companies that sell them. So certainly you can order them on the Internet. But I want to try to stay on topic if we can. And I know that you were talking earlier, you were addressing something I was talking about earlier. Did you have anything for Rosalind about this five-year Navy testing program?
No. Her comments are overwhelming. I mean, it just scares the living bejesus out of anybody that thinks about it.
It's almost impossible to
deal with for the average bloke.
Yeah, I understand, and certainly we're overwhelmed by a lot of this information. But that's our purpose here, is we have to inform people. Hey, I appreciate the call, and I'm sorry to keep you holding for so long. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to keep things moving here because we have a couple of other callers and time's getting away from us. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Vicki. Vicki, go right ahead.
Hi, Darren and Rosalind. I want to say I really appreciate your research, Rosalind. But I'm going just absolutely nuts here because there is a war on us. And the Navy, talking about this as if it's just a normal thing, as if it's a test, is absurd. It's blowing my mind to the max. We have the Navy that's going to be bombing us. We have our government selling American citizenship. We're being invaded. We have the international trade agreements that are flooding our country, putting American citizens out of work. I mean, what is it that we don't get about a war on us? I think that probably what happened is that NATO has taken command of our military, and they have a global military. In about 2005, I think it was, there was an article in a magazine where the Navy sank a ship called the USS America. The USS America, the Navy sunk it. They did a test you know, it was a test of bombs, supposedly. And they wouldn't do that because there are traditions in the Navy, you know, for how you get rid of ships. And when the ship is named your own name of your country, mm-hmm. you wouldn't sink it. Okay, now when I was researching 9/11, there were things that came out about the Navy exercises or the military exercises. Train like you fight. Mm. And that was what their plan was, train like you fight. Well, the big news, people, is that they are fighting and calling it training.
Yep, there you go. It's a war. What do you think about that, Rosalind? Do you have anything to react to that?
Yes. The Navy has gone, with the permission of the United States Congress, has gone to war on the environment.
Oh, the environment has. It's a war on us.
Wait. Let her finish there, Vicki. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rosalind.
Okay. One of the things is the Navy has gone to war on our environment, the oceans, land areas, all kinds of things. And what happens here is when they go to war on the environment, they go to war on the people of the United States because we depend on this environment for food. We depend on clean water, clean air, all these other things we depend upon for sustainability of life on Earth. And when the Navy is allowed to turn its full, in other words, military power into so-called practice on the environment itself, this is a war on all of us.
Well, let's get our priorities straight. It's a war on us first, and the environment second. All right. I'm sorry. I've got to get off the phone.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and I certainly understand your passion because... you know, but I think we're in agreement here that, you know, this is not something, you know, I think part of the problem here, as we talk about all these different things, you know, we're bombarded with all this bad news every day, all of these assaults on every aspect of American life. And it's almost easy to become numb and jaded and calloused even as we address these issues and we come across different things, you know, but I think we have to guard against that, and I certainly understand Vicki's passion there. Do you have anything else to add there, Rosalind, as we go on?
Yes, one thing. If we don't rise up and stand at the local level and elect people that are going to uphold our wishes and take issue with these particular issues, and issues of, in other words, whether it's jobs or outsourcing, whatever it is, if we don't start to work at the local level for those candidates who are going to stand for us, there's no possibility of change. And, yes, a lot of people don't have deep pockets, but I'm going to tell you that your phone calls, your letters, your support of candidates, your calling for them and supporting them, and to make a change, and I'm going to say this, it's a little off topic, but I think it makes a point. In Mendocino County, we didn't like the idea that genetically modified crops and seeds could be introduced in our county. So a group of citizens here got together, and we put on the ballot, got our supervisors to support it, and we put on the ballot a measure which bans GMO crops and seeds and all kinds of things from being introduced into Mendocino County. We did this on the local level, and we were outspent by Monsanto and other corporations, I don't know, 90-1 or something like this, but we won overwhelmingly. And if we don't take back our local government, our election process, and if we don't take back these things and vote and support people that are going to say no to them, then there's going to be more trouble in the future, because right now the policies are that people in power are ignoring us and voting the pocketbooks of the major corporations that stand to benefit from warfare testing.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go back to the phones and take Eric in Georgia. Eric, thanks for holding on.
Hi, Darren and Rosalind. I just want to say the key to understanding all this is just a piece in the puzzle. It's like a mosaic. And I agree with Vicki and that it is a war on the American people, and it began. It began with 9-1-1, and
it actually began a lot earlier than that. It's been going on. That was an acceleration of it. But,
well, yeah, it was obvious then. Mm-hmm. But I don't mean the way it's conventionally depicted either. I mean, you have to understand the truth and not believe the myth of 9-1-1 to understand what is going on here. And I think if someone could write a book, they could really easily entitle it The Audacity of Evil, because that's what we're dealing with here. And it all makes sense because 9-1-1 is the linchpin for all this, to give the pretext for what is happening. In other words, it's just the Hegelian dialectic. You create a problem, 9-1-1, and then you bring about the solution. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're dealing with here. And then this war on the environment is just symptomatic of that, and it's just a piece in this evil mosaic that we see.
They're undermining, really. You said you used the phrase war on environment. You know, Vicki's right to connect that dot, that, you know, a war on environment is really a war on the American people. Because they're using the environment. They're destroying our life systems in this country. They're destroying what supports life. They're modifying the weather. They're manipulating things to have droughts in certain places, floods in other places. They're genetically engineering the food supply. All these multinational corporations are being allowed to spread their pollen throughout and pollute everything, which is making, you know, I don't know if you've been hearing, Rosalind, but I've been getting reports, and I know I grow gardens now to try to raise my own food. And I've been having a terrible time getting things to develop properly. And I have heard from other people around the country that are having similar problems as well. It's becoming difficult, evidently, according to what I'm hearing. And I thought mine was a localized problem. But I'm hearing that the other people are having difficulty growing gardens as well. Are you getting any of that?
Yes, I'm hearing daily, and it's happening here in Northern California. And we're the breadbasket here, too, in many areas, but backyard gardens are failing in Oregon, Arizona, high desert areas. Just heard from them yesterday. We're having failing in Northern California. Our farmer's market was almost dead this year because we planted tomatoes and all of our vegetables in May, did not have any crops come in until the end of July, which is staggering. Very few tomatoes could be had before that time locally. Very few zucchini misformed and didn't grow. I mean, I planted enough plants to have enough zucchini to be overwhelmed, and I got 5 zucchini out of the whole thing. I have a totally organic garden, the whole bit. I did the whole bit. I mean, I even went overboard to see if I could do better production than last year, and it was worse this year. Tree crops, the crops weren't good this year. We lost the grape crops here last year because the intensity of the sun was so hot it turned all the raisins into, or all the grapes into raisins too soon, and then we had snow with the grapes still on the vines. So there's weather modification going on in 66 programs in all the western states that are being conducted by cities, states, counties, private individuals, and others, because anyone can modify your weather without your permission or consent. And I have a listing on my website of the programs. So I want to say that you're not alone with your garden failing. I'm hearing about it from Connecticut, New York, all over.
Yeah, Ohio. The gentleman called in to RBN the other day, Northeast Ohio, I think he said he was from. So, I mean, yeah, it's going on all over the place, apparently, and certainly, you know, my father is, or my father-in-law, he grows a garden, too, and his didn't do very well either. So, you know, I'm not the best, most green-thumbed person, but certainly this is something that really is alarming to me in light of the fact that we have multiple food shortages being engineered in my opinion. You know, and at the same time, we have the push for ethanol. We're putting our food in our gasoline tanks now. And so what are we going to eat? I guess that becomes the question. Hey, Eric, did you have anything else?
Well, I just want to reiterate, you got to understand the truth behind 911 to understand that this is a strategic plan to destroy this nation.
Yeah, and it's all coming together right now.
Right.
I'm up against the clock. I got to take the break. I appreciate the call. We have another call when we come back. Chris in Las Vegas, I think he's going to be our last caller. We're going to wrap things up here, folks, and give Rosalyn a final word here in the final segment. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Rosalyn Peterson of the Agriculture Defense Coalition. The websites are up on our website, governamerica.com. We'll give them again after the break. Stay with us. We'll be back with the final segment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
For the program here. I've been visiting with Rosalyn Peterson of the Agriculture Defense Coalition, and once again, her websites are agriculturedefensecoalition.org and also californiaskywatch.com. And I encourage you folks to go there to the weather modification section of her site and click on that section and go in there and take a look at all of the programs, the various programs that are ongoing, and these people are not accountable to anyone as far as their weather modification activities. And certainly any time the weather is modified, you have kind of a spiraling effect, don't you, Rosalyn?
Yes, you do. And the implications is that when you modify or enhance snow and rain in one area, you put other areas into drought conditions. And this is a disaster waiting to happen. I do want to say something about your backyard gardens. I do want to say a little bit about, just briefly.
Okay.
But if you send your photographs and your information to me, I don't have to use your name, but I can post it, because we're going to be doing a series coming up in 2 weeks about this problem across the United States to bring public awareness and attention. And also, people should know that this is not just their garden. This is happening to farmers markets. This is happening in many areas of the United States, and we're losing our ability to produce foods.
Yeah, I've advocated in recent days now, Rosalind, that I think people are going to have to try to, you know, start growing some things indoors, you know, as things get to be more and more polluted. It seems to me like this is going to be the only way we're going to be able to feed ourselves. I hope it's not that dire, but, you know, it's certainly based upon what I'm seeing and my own personal experience and what I'm hearing from other people's experiences across the country. You know, we could have a bad year, and maybe that's what this is, but hopefully things will change. But anyway, I want to go to Las Vegas and take Chris real quickly. Chris, if you can be quick and brief, you're on the air.
I'll try my very best. Your guys are doing another home run show with a fabulous researcher, another fighter for freedom and liberty that is working tirelessly and effortlessly with minimal rewards.
I appreciate that, but you're going to have to hurry. We're going to be out of time.
The callers are absolutely right. There is a multifaceted silent war being prosecuted against America. Rosalind is right on target. Food is being used as a weapon. There's a great article on the RBN website under the must-read section that's very inspiring and educational. And we all have to connect these dots, because regulatory agencies, military actions by police and regulators, these are all forms of assaults, guerrilla assaults being conducted on Americans. And the food, the weather, the air, the water, the fluorides, the coal chloramines, these are all being used as weapons against Americans to reduce the population.
That's right.
Keep up the great work.
Yeah,
and on your website, it's very difficult to find her things, and it's on the right-hand side in very small letters for those that are looking for links. It's a great site, too. I compliment you, Rosalind.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thank you so much, Chris. Rosalind, the time went by too quick. We're going to definitely have to have you back, because I feel like we just kind of scratched the surface in all of this. But I thank you so much for being with us. Anything final that you want to say real quick?
Yes, if people go to the categories section of my website and click on it, they will find an alphabetical listing of various issues that they can research. And thank you for having me on your show. It's been an honor and a privilege to be here with you today.
All right, well, thank you so much. We'll do it again. Folks, we are flat out of time. AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org and CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The next round.